For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great today. We're starting our week talking about the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. We were all last week talking about trials, how to count it all joy. And if you've missed any of those, please go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Click the radio menu page, and you will be able to catch up. In fact, they're in order. You can go boom, 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 and get like literally 4 times 5 is 20 minutes, and it'll seem like a whole message. And I really encourage you to do that. Had a wonderful phone caller saying she just got very ministered to by the broadcast, the one prior to last week on spiritual identity. Thank you so much for that call. We love that. And if you need to call us, if you need to write to us, if you have questions, we will do our utmost to help you. So please do that. But anyway, the wisdom of God. I love this quote I found from Rick Warren. We make our decisions, and then our decisions make us. Isn't that true? Man, the wisdom of God's vital. And I love it, though, because James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom in an area, ask God. He'll give it to you liberally. He'll give it to you without reproach. It'll be given to you. So here's what you do. First of all, wisdom in the Greek is Sophia. And in that sense of ask God and out of the book of James, that kind of wisdom is practical application of the knowledge you're asking for. You know, you can have tons of wisdom pounded in your head and not know all this knowledge and not know what to do with it. This wisdom, when you're in a trial, when you're going through something, and you're saying, God, I'm asking you, he will give you the practical knowledge of what to do, how to apply his wisdom in that particular situation. So here's how you're doing it. You're saying, God, I need to know what to do. If any man lacks wisdom, he should ask. I need to know what to do, God. How do you see this? Please show me. And then next, look for the answer. You've asked God. Now, this is what I see quite often. Someone will pray. Their heart is beautiful. It's pure. Their intentions are there. But then they get up off their knees and they just go about their business, never looking for the answer. How do you think God's going to get that over to you? Well, if you're asking him for an answer, look for it. He'll be giving it to you without reproach. He'll be giving it to you generously, continually, cheerfully is what that means out of the Amplified. He'll be giving wisdom over to you. But you got to be in tune. Stay in tune. You know, you say to God, God, I think that's the answer. That's the wisdom I've needed to handle this situation. Proverbs 2, verse 6, it's the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 1:13, how blessed is the man who finds wisdom. Again, that's our Sophia wisdom, not just knowledge, but knowledge that we're able to apply to that situation. How blessed are you, isn't it true, when you get that kind of wisdom? And the man who gains understanding in it all comes from God. More tomorrow, A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.